بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعنه رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يتبع الميت ثلاثة أهله وماله وعمله فيرجع اثنان ويبقى واحد يرجع أهله وماله ويبقى عمله متفق عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that three things follows the deceased person. Three things follow the mayyit. Ahluhu wa maluhu wa amaluhu. His family, his wealth, his actions. Two things return and one thing remains with him. His family, his wealth return and his actions remain with him. So in this hadith, three things have been mentioned that follows the mayyit. His family. So the person passed away. The children, the family members, they are going to the Qabristan, they're following this mayyit. Wa maluhu, his wealth, as far as his wealth is concerned, perhaps in our days we don't see the wealth also being behind the mayyit. In those days, the person's workers, his slaves especially, were regarded as his wealth. So the slaves would also follow the dead person, the deceased, the mayyit, till the Qabristan. So wa maluhu refers to that. Some ulama have mentioned wamaluhu to be those people who are beside his family, like his business associates, maybe those people who are his debtors, which is also regarded as his wealth. So they are following him. And most importantly, wa'amaluhu, his actions. His good actions are following him and his bad actions are following him. The two things that return are his properties, his wealth. Perhaps they use his car to go to the Qabristan. So all those things come back. His family, his wealth comes back. But what remains with him is his actions. So obviously if he was a good person, then he will be treated kindly in the Qabr. Like in hadith it is mentioned, when a good person is buried, then the Qabr addresses this good person. And the Qabr says, from all the people in the world, I loved you the most. And then the Qabr expands. مَدَّ بَصَرِهِ as far as his eye can see. And then a door of Jannat is open and the breeze enters into his qabr. And this person enjoys then a very peaceful and comfortable life in the qabr. And contrary to this is a person who is a bad person, is an evil person. When he is buried, the qabr addresses him from all the people in the world. I hated you the most. Now see how I shall entertain you. And the qabr then closes upon him. Until his ribs begin to crush. And the person is shrieking and screaming. And nobody can assist him. And then serpents and scorpions are then thrown upon him. And they are biting him. And he is screaming and he is shrieking in pain. And this happens right till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala save us. So Rasulullah is then driving our attention to the fact that our amal, which is going to remain with us in the qabr and on the day of Qiyamah, we should try and do the best of actions so that we will have a peaceful and comfortable life in the barzakh, in the qabr and in the akhirah. وَعَنْهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُؤْتَى بِأَنْعَمِ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَيُسْبَغُ فِي النَّارِ صَبْغَةً ثُمَّ يُقَالْ يَا ابْنَ آدَمْ هَلْ رَأَيْتَ خَيْرًا قَطُّ هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ نَعِيمٌ قَطُّ فيقول لا والله يا رب ويؤتى بأشد الناس بؤسا في الدنيا من أهل الجنة فيسبغ صبغة في الجنة فيقال له يا ابن آدم هل رأيت بؤسا قط هل مر بك شدة قط فيقول لا والله ما مر بي بؤس قط ولا رأيت شدة قط رواه مسلم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that a person who will be an inmate of Jahannam in the akhirat, he will be destined for Jahannam. But in this world, he was from the one of the most wealthiest person in this world, whom Allah Ta'ala gave plentiful in this world. He lived a very opulent life, full of luxuries. So he had a very happy life, so as to say, an enjoyable life, full of pleasures and wealth. But now in the akhirat, he is going to Jahannam. So on the day of Qiyamah, first Allah will take him and just dip him once only. Allah will just dip him once into Jahannam. Then Allah will ask him, Oh, son of Adam, هل رأيت خيرا قط؟ هل مر بك نعيم قط؟ Did you ever have any enjoyment in your life? Did you ever see any good in your life? He'll say, لا, no, والله. He'll take a قسم من الله. والله يا ربي, oh my رب, I take a قسم من you. I never ever enjoyed any happiness. So from this we can understand, just being dipped once only in Jahannam. The fire of Jahannam will be so intense, so severe, that all the pleasures and the treasures and the wealth and enjoyment he enjoyed in this world, everything will be forgotten. As though he had nothing, no enjoyment whatsoever in this world. And then another person who will be brought, who will be from the people of Jannat, but he had a very difficult life in this world. A life of poverty, difficulties. But he was a believer. He obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He passed the test. And now he's going to Jannah. فَيُسْبَغُوا صَبْغَةً فِي الْجَنَّةِ Allah will just first dip him only once in Jannah. Just dip him once. And Allah will ask him, oh man, هَلْ رَأَيْتَ بُؤْسًا قَطُّ هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ شِدَّةٌ قَطُّ in the world. Did you have any difficulties? He'll say, oh Allah, I take qasam in you. I never had any difficulty whatsoever. I never suffered any type of affliction or suffering. All the pain and suffering he had in this world, everything will be forgotten just by being dipped once and seeing some type of enjoyment of Jannat. So can we imagine what enjoyment Jannat awaits us, inshallah? May Allah Ta'ala protect all of us from Jahannam. May Allah grant us all entry into paradise. Paradise is such, it is so beautiful and such enjoyment that all the difficulties in this world the person suffered, all the misery and all the pain, whether it was sickness, whether financial difficulty, poverty, whatever it may have been, just being dipped only, not even entered completely and fully, just dipped into Jannat, and all the misery is forgotten. I normally give the example, when we are traveling, and we're going for Hajj or Umrah, and we know sometimes there's so much of difficulty before that, in obtaining the visa, and sometimes there's a problem with the flight and the ticket, and sometimes our baggage, and sometimes even whilst traveling, there are so much of hardship the person has to endure, and he's going through great difficulty, and he's traveling for so many days, and obviously it's difficult for him, the toilet, etc., and so many things. But finally, when he reaches Madina Sharif, and he's standing before Rosa Mubarak, and he's enjoying himself there, all the difficulties he experienced prior to that, everything is forgotten. Like that, when a person will go to Jannat, all the misery in this world he suffered will all be forgotten. Rasulullah is driving our attention again that let us be from the people of Jannah and not be from the people of Jahannam. Because all the pleasures and all the treasures we have in this world and the enjoyment in this world, if we are a sinful person, then all that enjoyment will be completely forgotten. It will be zero, it will be naught in the akhirat, as though we had no enjoyment whatsoever in this world. May Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.